Bunting and Battle. Welcome to your July review. I hope you enjoyed the Platinum Jubilee celebrations last month and all the pomp and ceremony that went with it. As you can imagine, our centres did us proud, which is not surprising as our staff have been feverishly preparing for weeks. There were all kinds of quintessentially British activities on offer, from toy corgi racing at Brighton to a right royal 1940s knees up at Llandudno. You'll hear all about it in this issue. Meanwhile, after some amazingly rapid work behind the scenes, the charity has now had the go-ahead to extend its support to war-blinded servicemen and women in Ukraine. As this terrible war rages on, it's heartening to think that we could soon be reaching at least some of the injured with our first-class rehabilitation and support. And you'll hear all about the latest developments in this issue. If ever anyone needed reminding of the damaging long-term effects of war, last month's 40th anniversary of the Falklands War will have set them straight. While the media coverage featured stories of incredible courage and comradeship, it also showed just how hard it can be for those on the front line to come to terms with their experiences, even after all these years. This is the overarching point made by Second World War veteran John McCohen in the third and final extract of his Desert Rats memoir, later in this issue. In describing the gruesome aftermath of battle, the 101-year-old says, "We should always strive to demonstrate to future generations the sheer horror of battle and the misery that follows." And John's message is spreading. The story of his lockdown memoir writing project has been picked up by the national press and been hugely popular on social media. You should be able to find him on the BBC website by searching for McCohen. This is wonderful news because these wartime stories matter. It might even inspire you to start writing your own. And that message is from our review editor, Liz Miller.